Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every week. Thank you for sharing the news of the show. Thank you for being, one of the hardest, one of the most challenging things that I've had to really dig into on this journey of mine, this solo journey, is to really be okay with me, to really be okay in my skin, to really be accepting of who I am, what I look like, where I am in my life, all of it. If you've listened to the show, let me just stay with this topic because it's really important. If you've listened to the show, you know that I've been teaching fitness aerobics for 35 years, but please don't tell anyone. And with that, 35 years, I mean, when I was in my 20s and in my 30s, even in my 40s, I was in great shape, but I never ever acknowledged it. I never said, "Oh wow, look at all the classes you're teaching. Look at all the sit-ups you can do. Look at all the push-ups you can do." None of it. I was always criticizing myself. I was always finding fault with me. I was always looking in the mirror and finding something wrong. I remember looking at pictures in those days and never liking the pictures. Oh gosh, I'm too fat. Listen, I was in my 30s. I was lean. I was a lean fighting machine, and I was still unsatisfied with how I looked. I'm fat. Oh, it's just crazy. And so with the commitment to wanting to have internal peace and internal contentment, and aka happiness, you have to get to a point, and it takes time, but you have to get to a point where you're okay with you. You're okay with everything about you. You know the difference between the programming of finding something wrong and the programming of acceptance. Not the programming, but learning to accept. I don't know about you, but I never learned to accept self. I never learned to accept myself ever. In fact, when I talk to my mom, she's always putting herself down for some reason. Of course I'm going to learn the same habits. And it is a habit. It is a conditioning. So I'm here to say that make today a day of acceptance and have intentions to just accept yourself and be okay in your own skin regardless of what's going on. Now, I would like to invite all of my listeners to call in to speak with me live. It's area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Today's show is going to be about addictions and the addictions that no one talks about. Nobody is talking about these addictions. No one. But these particular behaviors that I'm going to be discussing today are all behaviors that subtract from your peace, from your happiness, from your contentment, from your well-being, from being balanced. All of these behaviors subtract from that. So I want you to raise your right hand if you recognize yourself in any of these, with any of these quote labels. And yes, these are all labels, but these are labels of behavior, and they're pretty apparent. In fact, you look out into the world, and you're going to find all of this behavior every day, all the time. Before I get into the topic, though, let me share with my new listeners of where you can find me. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. You can follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. Go to Facebook, Reality Spirituality, and like that Facebook page, please, if you will. Thank you. And that's all of the promotion. I keep forgetting to put the promotion at the beginning of the show as well as the end, because some people, quite frankly, let's just be real, some people might not listen to the end of the show. So I want to just make sure you know where you can reach me, and you can email me directly at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Yeah, that's it. Whew. So today's show is going to be about addictions. And today's show is going to be, we're going to talk further about how to experience more of this happiness that, quite frankly, don't you all want? I mean, what's more important than feeling peaceful inside of your skin and feeling peaceful on this journey and being in an energy or a vibration of peace? What's more important than that? Huh? Money? Well, no, of course not. Because if you have all the money in the world and you don't have any sense of peace, and I can see it, I can feel it in people that are on maybe television or movies, and you can feel their vibe, that they're restless. Restless is the opposite of peace. And speaking about that, let's talk about our first addiction. How about this? And I'm only saying it because I used to suffer from this addiction myself. I used to suffer from this addiction. And the first addiction I want to talk about that subtracts from your happiness is, I'm a recovering drama-holic. Creating drama. Gravitating towards drama. Causing drama. Now, what does that mean? Everybody, you know, oh, drama, it's drama. Listen, drama doesn't just come up by itself. If you're in the room and you're in the same room with people that are fighting, or there's no rule, there's no law that says you have to engage. And so anytime all of it comes on your shoulders. You have the responsibility. You are the only person responsible for your happiness. It's not your neighbor. It's not your wife. It's not your husband. It's not your child. It's not your mother. It's not your father. It's not your coworker. It's not the stranger on the street. It's not the cashier. It's not the bus driver. It's you. You are responsible for your happiness. And so let's say this. It's not your wife or your husband. Let's say this. You're in a room and people are arguing, or people are talking about the news, or whatever it is. It's not peaceful. Because usually, let me say this, wherever you go, usually there's not a lot of peace. You have to really create your own peace, especially when you go out into the world. When you're at home, it's funny. There's someone that I know that can get angry and get pissed off even at home, and they live by themselves. But it is an addiction to drama. It's an addiction to, let's say this, it's an addiction to, it's the opposite of peace. So it's an addiction to gravitating to drama, getting in the middle of drama, talking about anytime you talk about anyone else, in a negative manner, or in a or if it's not glowing, if it's not complimentary, if it's not a positive, like, wow, they sure are creative, or they're really it seems like they're focused, or they're really passionate, or they're really, name whatever compliments you want to give. If you talk about somebody else, not in their, and they're not around, and it's not positive, guess what? You are creating drama. See, and again, it's not your fault, my dear audience. It's really not your fault. It's a programming from the birth to talk about other people, especially favorite thing is to complain about somebody else. I was getting my hair done. Did yesterday? I was actually getting my hair. I was getting the gray hair dyed yesterday, and I was at Supercuts. Yes, I go to Supercuts, okay? So please don't tell anyone. Who cares? But actually, I'm going to stop going to Supercuts because the cost to get your hair dyed has gone up. It used to be $55, and now it's more than that. So anyway, I digress. And the lady that was coloring my hair was really just very personable, and usually I'm quiet. In my real life, I'm quiet. And she started talking about her family, of course, and her children, and she had two boys and a husband. So she said she had three boys. Well, we all know what that means, that she's complaining about her husband being a child. I've heard this before. Women love to complain about their partners or their men or their boyfriends or their husbands. Or, you know what? Women love to complain. People love to complain about their significant other, and that's exactly what she was doing. And she says, you know, he's just so irritating. I just can't stand him these days, and he makes me so. She was talking to me. She was talking to me, and she, you know, happiness specialist. And she didn't know my real identity. I was undercover. She was talking about how he was at a point in his life and he couldn't make a decision, and she was just complaining about, and I think he should, and he doesn't listen to me, and he never listens to me. You know, there's a litany of complaints about our significant others, right? Yes or yes? And she looked at me and she said, do you know what I'm talking about? You know, husbands, you have a husband, like get in this group of complaining about husbands. The club, the complain about husbands club. And I said, no, but I used to. I said, but let me say something. You talked about getting angry at someone else. And I don't want to burst your bubble, and I don't want to shine the spotlight on your head, but you're not angry. I said, you're not angry at him. I said, anger comes from something within. Anger comes from some issue you're having. Anger comes from some imbalance that you're having. You can't blame your husband for your anger. Huh? What? And it wasn't a very receptive look. And it was a total rejection of my philosophy of rejection of that truth. It's only because it was a habit. It's only because we've all been taught to blame somebody else for the way we feel. And the truth is, the responsibility for the way you feel is always on your shoulders. I don't care what anyone does to you. I don't care if someone comes up to you, a stranger on the streets, and just starts yelling at you and screaming at you, or somebody cuts you off in traffic, or somebody is mean to you. It's still your responsibility. It's still your responsibility to control or be in control or be aware of your emotions and know that it has nothing to do with anyone else. So the first addiction is being addicted to drama. and contributing to drama. So whenever, before you open your mouth, okay, or before you engage in a conversation, just ask yourself one simple question. And all of these questions that lead to experiencing more happiness in your own life, all of these questions are very simple. So you ask yourself, what I'm about to say, is what I'm about to say creating more drama or creating more peace? It's very simple. And so when you ask yourself that question, and so listen, you can't ask yourself that question unless you're living consciously. And we've talked about that before, being conscious, living consciously throughout your day in every moment. That means monitoring, knowing, having a sense of everything you do. I know it seems like it's overwhelming, but being conscious is one of the biggest and the first parts of your foundation. You have to be conscious in order to create more and experience more happiness in your own life. It is being conscious. And so ask yourself that question before you speak in any situation. And quite frankly, if you're conscious, what you'll do, because it is a lot of work, what you'll do is you'll start to speak less. Because, you know why? Because there won't be any reason. Because most of the time, whatever you want to say is really going to be creating drama, and it's not going to be creating peace. So if you start becoming more aware of that, knowing, having an awareness of what you're saying, you will speak less, trust me. And that comes to another addiction. And this is going to be another addiction that nobody talks about. And the addiction is addiction to talking. Huh? You heard me. There is an epidemic out there that people are not okay with silence. They get uncomfortable, and I'm only saying this from my own experience. You know, when I talk and when I say it's my opinion, it's only because that's who I used to be. I could not be in a room of people and not talk. I could not listen. I could not sit in a room and say I'm watching television with someone, or I'm at a movie with somebody. Of course, not during the movie, but before you get into the movie theater. Do you sit there and just be quiet? I'm saying if you're in the presence of someone else. It really is an addiction to talking, an addiction to not being comfortable with peace. So that's another addiction. How about this? And let me just back up with this talking. Let me just explain a little bit more. Back in 2012 or 2011, I don't remember the exact year, but I went to a meditation retreat, and this was the first opportunity that I've ever had where I was given the option to talk or not talk. And it was really odd to me. I'm thinking, you mean 4 days of just not speaking? Okay, let me try it. And I put the necklace around my neck that I was a non-talker, that, you know, that I wanted to be quiet. You could take the necklace off at any time, but I wanted to be quiet. And then it was such a freeing experience not having to speak and not having to react that I extended the not talking for 40 days. I didn't talk for 40 days, and I continued to go to work. Well, yes, I used a notepad. I used my notes. I could text. I could type. I could write, but I didn't speak. That meant when I met people in the elevator, in the lobby, or at a work area, I wasn't speaking. But I smiled and thumbs up, and there's a lot of things you can express yourself with just your energy or your symbols, signals. And this is the important part. What I learned is a lot about myself, but I also learned how many people are uncomfortable with being quiet. How many people are uncomfortable with not speaking? How many people are uncomfortable with just being quiet? So I want to throw out a challenge to you, my dear audience. And again, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And if you'd like to speak with me directly, just press the number 1. As usual, I have so many people in the queue, and nobody wants to say hello yet, but who knows what's going to happen before the end of the show. 646-564-9619. Oh, before I forget, next week, Sunday the 31st, next Sunday, the show is going to be 3 hours earlier. So it's at 5 o'clock or maybe 2 hours earlier, 5 a.m. Pacific time. I'm going to be traveling out of town, and the show is going to be earlier. But you will be able to listen to it in the archives if you're not up. But let's get back to the topic. The topic of, what was I saying? Oh, being quiet and the addiction of talking. And so I want to throw out a challenge to you all, my dear listeners, that you take, and always growth is slow. So maybe for a day, okay, maybe not a day, maybe for an hour, maybe for an afternoon, maybe for the morning. But you have to do this. You have to practice this when you are surrounded by people, whether it's one person or whether it's a lot of people. It's really an interesting exercise to be around people and consciously not speak, or to be in a meeting and consciously not speak. And sometimes if I'm at a meeting at the office, and I purposely don't speak, I don't have anything to contribute, whether I do or I don't speak. And what usually happens is people say, well, Rebecca, you want to add anything? No. It's that comfortability, whatever, fill in the right word, of not speaking and being okay with silence. Now, let's say this, another addiction, and I'm going to run through these addictions pretty quickly, because if I went one-on-one, we'd spend I'd have a three-hour show. So we've talked about peace versus drama. How about this? How about the addiction to wanting to be right? Whew-wee, that was an addiction for me. That was a type of behavior that I engaged in. My left hand is up. I'm going to testify. I engaged in this behavior all the time. The addiction to wanting to be right. And come on, who else is out there with me wanting to be right? I know I'm right. Let me give you a perfect, perfect example. Football season today is a playoff game, and it's really going to be a great, great afternoon for me. I love football. There's going to be two games and four teams. Denver plays New England, and the Panthers play the Cardinals. Great afternoon of football. And if you're a football fan, let me just cut to the chase. One of the football quarterbacks, Cam Newton, does a lot of celebrating on the field, and he celebrates first downs, he celebrates touchdowns, he actually is the most joyful of having fun. He of all the people that I've seen, and see, this is the crazy thing, is the thing why he's getting so much attention is because he's a quarterback, and usually quarterbacks are very reserved. They don't do this wild celebration, but here comes Cam Newton with his celebratory behaviors after probably every play. Mostly every play. And he's been getting a lot of criticizing from that. And I was talking to a friend of mine that I've known for, Jesus, how long? 30 years? No, not 30 years, maybe 20 years. And sure enough, he started complaining about Cam Newton and his celebrating before. He says he hasn't even done anything. He hasn't even reached the Super Bowl. He hasn't even reached the Super Bowl. He hasn't even won the Super Bowl, and he's celebrating before he's even, quote, done anything. And that was his word, done anything. And I said, because I'm in a different place, because years ago, please believe me, I'd be criticizing Cam Newton too. But I said, you know what? These people, I was saying this to myself, because there's no way I'm going to sit up here and get into a back and forth match. But I said, it's so easy to look at somebody else and criticize and say what they're doing is wrong, or what they're doing is offensive, or what they're doing is bothering, is too much for you, as opposed to just accepting them. And I thought about it. Celebrating before you win a Super Bowl. And quite frankly, is there another way to look at that? What about celebrating because you are the elite? You're one of the elite. You're the top of the top of the top of the food chain playing football. You're amongst the best in the world. You're in the NFL. And what? You're going to have to hold on and wait to celebrate until you win a Super Bowl? What about celebrating the whole way? Which is exactly what this young man is doing. It's interesting to look at other people and make judgments about what other people are doing and how they're doing it and what they should be doing it, what they should be doing. But all of that, looking at other people and criticizing other people for whatever it is taking away from your happiness, is taking away from your contentment. It's actually causing you drama. You're causing yourself drama. You're creating more drama for you. So just be aware of that. Minding your mind. How about looking, instead of, oh, look at everybody and what everybody, no. How about just looking what in the mirror and noticing what you're doing, as opposed to looking out there and finding some fault with someone else. So, which takes me to my other addiction, addiction to complaining. How about an addiction to comparing yourself to others? I already talked about an addiction to being in somebody else's business. How about this? An addiction to arguing. Yes, guilty. If I didn't have an argument or a back and forth with somebody, and let me see, and I'm not exaggerating, every day, my day wasn't complete. I had to find something to quote unquote fuss about. And where back in the day, that felt comfortable and that felt okay and that felt normal and all of that, it's not. I'm reading articles with couples talking about themselves back and forth and saying, yes, I get angry and my husband gets angry, but that's just normal. My dear audience, that's not normal. That's abnormal. You are taught to argue your point and argue, and it is an addiction. Arguing with someone, going back and forth, fussing is an addiction, and there's no peace coming from that. This is another way of saying causing drama. How about this one? This is a really good one. And especially now, because there's talk about what happened. Oh, the Oscars. And I usually don't do political things or things that are in the news, but I have to put my two cents in. And either agree or don't agree. Again, the number is area code 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. Hold on a second. Let me just get a... I'm like Wendy Williams, and I'm getting a sip of my lemon water. Hold on just a second, audience. It's so funny. I used to look at Wendy Williams and that show, and I really could not stand her. I said, oh, my God, she's so – all she does is – her show is all about gossiping about other people. And she calls it Hot Topics. I don't know if you've ever seen the show. And I really couldn't stand this woman. And the only reason why I think she's just as cute as a button now and she's so entertaining is because I've accepted myself. And when you start accepting yourself, it's easy to look at others and find fun and good and things to be entertained by as opposed to find things wrong with her. This is what she loves to do. And her audience loves her. And she's got a fan base. Who the hell am I to criticize that? Oh, so I reminded myself of her because she's always taking sips of her tea while she's on, while talking about hot topics. So I was just taking a sip of my water. I totally digress. I don't know how I got off of that. Oh, I know. So we're talking about the Oscars. And what happened was the nominations came out. I used to follow the nominations. I don't even know who's best picture. I don't even have any idea. I haven't been to a movie in, who knows. But what happened was the nominations came out and there were no people of color, black people, Hispanic people, Mexican people, whatever the politically correct term is, I have no idea, Asian people. There were no people of color nominated. And so now it's a big hubbub. It's a big to-do, and then you get people complaining. You get celebrities chiming in, whether they're offended or not, boycotting the Oscars. All of this stuff and posting they're offended or posting their displeasure, their disappointment, their comments. Now you got people back and forth talking because the people that are accepting of the nominations versus the people that are not accepting of the nominations. And it is a big to-do. At least the media is covering it. I don't think it's a big to-do at all. And it always comes down to the individual, to the personal, to that person in the mirror. And the addiction that I'm talking about is an addiction to being offended. Somebody can do something. Somebody can say something. Somebody can exclude you. Somebody can exclude a group. And now I'm offended. And now you're offended. Now, this being offended is a huge illusion because, quite frankly, when you get to a point and you're so comfortable in your own skin and you're so – I don't want to use the word confident because that's – when I say comfortable, I mean you're just so settled. You're so in tune. You're such a fit. You're just rolling. You're rocking and rolling through this life, and you're really comfortable in your own skin. It doesn't matter what anybody else does, what anybody else says, what anybody else votes for, what anybody else doesn't vote for. It doesn't matter. And the reason I'm saying that is this sensitivity to having feelings hurt. How about that? An addiction to having your feelings hurt. How many of you, raise your hand, how many of you get your feelings hurt? Really? Your feelings, when your feelings are hurt, what that means is you're giving power to another person, to an entity, to a group, to a club, to a way other people think. You're giving your power away. You are the only one that has the power to have these emotions up or down. You have that power. And when you give your power away to a group, can you imagine the Academy, and now you're upset with these people that you don't even know because they didn't vote the way that you thought they should vote? And who cares? Really, Does a nomination, does an Oscar, does a Tony, is that, okay, this is really bad, this is really revolutionary, is that really a way of fulfillment? And I'll tell you right now, you talk, well, I'm actually assuming, so let me go back. But I've listened to a lot of interviews of very famous people at the end of their lives, and they know that they're going to die. Like Steve Jobs, if you look at some of the things that have been written about him, when he knew he was dying and he went to his home and he mostly stayed at home, and then he would walk back and forth to the park every day because that's all he could do, was walk to the park and back, and sometimes he couldn't even get to the park. That man realized, you can Google it, that man realized what was really important about life. And it wasn't all of his achievements. And yes, changing the world of technology, yes. But is that satisfying? Is that going to make, is that a way of satisfaction? That satisfaction can only come from within. That satisfaction only comes from a sense of self-satisfaction, of looking inside and being okay with you. Accomplishments, achievements, they might be satisfying for a second. Awards, for a second or for two. And you can put them on your bookshelf, and you can put them over your fireplace. But trust me, when you're breathing your last breath, you're not going to be holding on to an Oscar. Oh, God, thank you, Oscar. Oh, God, thank you, Emmy. You're not. It's really about getting in tune and recognizing what the priorities really are. So this being offended, I mean, what's satisfying is experiencing peace in your moments, is having a harmony, is having balance, is being responsible for your emotions. All of this other stuff, people, it's not satisfying. You want to be satisfied or not? What's wrong with the world today? Is it poverty? Is it disease? Is it hunger? Is it overpopulation? Is it wars? Is it religion? Is it ISIS? Is it global warming? Is it climate change? Animal rights? What is important today? Really, are those the big issues? I say no. The biggest issue is people running around here that are unhappy. People that are so imbalanced, they're distressed, and they are causing more distress in the world. So you either are a person that causes more peace, that creates more peace, or a person that does not. It's simple. Whatever you put out in your everyday world, in your everyday moment, in your list of things to do, are you an energy of peace, happiness, contentment, or are you an energy of drama, of being critical, of finding out what, are you, this is another one. How about this? Just thought of this one. How about addicted to sharing bad news? That's a good one. I love people that cannot wait to call me or talk to me. Actually, calling, I screen my calls. Trust me, I don't talk on the phone too much. That love to talk to me, and all they talk about is bad news. Now, what is the agenda? What's the intention of sharing bad news with people? That's just another addiction. Did you hear about the tragedy in Omaha? Really, what is your intention of sharing bad news? That's another addiction. Whew. What else? Did I talk about worrying? Let's see. I'm just looking at my list. Yes, addiction to being sad. About addiction to labeling. labeling everything either good and or bad. My dear audience, this journey, this life, this place where you are in this point in time is so precious and so fleeting, and you never know. You never know. Oh, this is another one. An addiction to living in the future or an addiction to living in the past. That's a good one, too. Future and or past. Addiction to the future and addiction to the past. Addiction to talking about the future or addiction to talking about the past. If all you do is look at the past and bring it up. Oh, Monday is my favorite day. When people come to me and say, how was your weekend? And my real comment is, my weekend's in the past. It was great. It's in the past. How's your moment? How's your moment? I forgot my point. My point is this. I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you for a week. You know what? You want to do 7 days or you want to do 3 days. You pick the number. 3 days, 7 days, 5 days, 30 days, whatever. You pick the number, whatever's going to be easy for you. I want to challenge you to really be conscious of what you are creating in your every moment throughout your day. It's going to be different than just going through the day without being conscious or going through the day without being aware of what you're saying or how you're contributing. How are you contributing to the planet? How are you contributing to the global population in every moment? That's at home, that's out in public, that's throughout your whole week. So just pay attention to that. And pay attention to and be conscious of the addictions that I talked about today. Judging, worrying, complaining, sharing bad news, comparing yourself to others, talking, being in somebody else's business, criticizing others, choosing drama over peace, addiction to arguing. How about addiction to being angry? How about an addiction not taking responsibility for your feelings? How about an addiction to being the victim? Ooh, I didn't talk about that. Being the victim. How about having an addiction of being offended? An addiction of labeling. Remember, you can change the world in every moment that you make a change in your own life, that you make a change within yourself, that your consciousness shifts, that your energy shifts. When you shift, when you change, you are changing the world. Isn't that exciting? And you don't even have to leave home. And you don't even have to talk. And you don't even have to do any hard work. Set your attention to be, and of course, this is very cliche, but it's so true. Set your intentions to be the change you want to see in the world. Be that change. And again, how about this? Addiction to being impatient. Please, patience is the key. Growth doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't. Okay, so remember next week, the show's going to be on early, 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's either going to be 5 or 6. No, it's going to have to be 5 because I've got to get to the airport. So 5 a.m. next Sunday, Reality Spirituality. You can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Go to the Private Sessions tab. Also, if you want to email me, info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, yes, go to Reality Spirituality Facebook page and like that page. Remember, my dear audience, you are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you all for listening. Yay, 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 yay.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Get
real.
Get real.